Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Warning, Pastor Scheidbach is not politically correct, and even more shocking, he is a Christian who uses the word God and prays in Jesus' name in public. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, my friends. It's Jerry Scheidbach, Brain Masseur. Why did Obama lie about Benghazi? It's time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Well, it seems everyone is talking about Obamacare lately. I must admit, I'm sort of burned out on it. I've talked about it so much in the past. You know how that is. You say everything that can be said about a topic, and at some point it just, well, you know, what more is there to say? Low-information voters, you know, the type that are too lazy to research something, who think a person who looks good is good. If someone makes them feel good, they are good. If they like what someone says, then what they say is true. These sorts of people believe what they want to believe. They don't need facts to believe something. They only need a reason to believe it. And as a matter of fact, if the reason is strong enough, they'll hang on to whatever sweet lie they're told until the liars who used their gullibility to work their work among them are safe from any reprisal. P.T. Barnum is reputed as making this optimistic observation. There is a sucker born every minute. Now, you might say that's cynical, and as a matter of fact, some of you might know P.T. Barnum is not the one who said it. Ironically, it was a fellow who himself was a sucker, believed the big, what's that place called, Gifford or the Clifford Giant. I forget the name of that city, but anyway, I can't go into that right now. Indeed, nevertheless, it is true, sadly, that a sucker is born every minute. And my friends, you see, that is the swindler's bread and butter. That's their lifeblood of their operations. They depend on suckers. In fact, everything depends on having a steady supply of suckers to swindle. And so when Barnum is portrayed as saying this, he's always seen to be smiling and reassuring everyone, you know, saying himself that, you know, there is a sucker born every minute. The whole Obamacare thing was a scam from the beginning. And all the suckers latched onto it because it was sold to them with lies they wanted to believe. It's hard to convince somebody away from a lie they want to believe. You know, they wanted to believe they were going to get free health care. And, you know, that the dirty rich would pay for it. The idea of the government using its power to take money away from someone else and use it to give them something for free, well, it appealed to them. It appealed to them precisely because they are selfish, lazy scoundrels, just like the scoundrels who are using this to dupe them. They're thieves! You know, because as everyone knows, you can't pull a scam on an honest man. It doesn't work. The sort of people who can be motivated to join you in a scheme that involves taking by force what belongs to someone else so they can use it for themselves, that's called stealing. Well, the only people who can be seduced into that sort of racket are themselves thieves. And swindlers, scoundrels. Bible thump alert, I'm about to quote from the book our founders reference more than any other single book, the book that instructed their conscience and formed the foundation upon which this nation rose to preeminence among the nations of the earth, the Bible. Quote, my son, if sinners entice thee, if they say, come with us. Let's see here. Yeah, okay. Come with us. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. End quote. Proverbs chapter 1. Now, did you hear that? Friends, this is so perfect. This is the core of the neo-dim appeal. This is the cry of the neo-dim today. This is their message. Come with us. To do what? To spoil the innocent without cause. Yeah. You know, who are these hated rich, by the way? Anyone who has more than you, you know? But what about the fact that you have more than someone? You probably drive a nicer car than someone, you know? You probably wear nicer clothes than someone, you know? You know, to someone out there, you're rich. Listen to the neo-dim. He says, cast in thy lot among us. What does that mean? Well, a lot, you know, was used to vote. You can check Acts chapter 1 for that. The lot was used to pick, you know, the replacement for Judas. So it's used to pick or choose. So it's interesting, isn't it? It's like a voting. And so the Neo-Dem says, cast your vote with us. To do what? Well, to lurk privily for the innocent without cause. You know, name the so-called rich guy that has taken anything from you. Name him. If you name him, guess what? And if you check him out, guess what you'll discover? You'll discover that, what, 9 times out of 10, if not 99 times out of 100, he's a Neo-Dem. Oh, yeah. You know, the rich guys who are cheating you and stealing from you and taking advantage of you are the liberal fat cats that support Obama. Most of the so-called rich guys you know, or that you think you know, are the guys who are taking the risks and busting their rear end to make their own business work and prosper. And in the meanwhile, they're creating jobs for the community. And they're doing nothing but working hard, trying to get ahead. And you hate them for that? What nonsense. But the Neo-Dem preys on the low character of many in our population today. People who are selfish and lazy, who refuse to study, who don't want to work, who want to sit around and let somebody else take care of them. Bums. Suckers. Who latch on to the teat of government and suck. You know, who take and don't get leeches. These people can be recruited by the Neo-Dem with this business of come with us. We will lurk together for the innocent without cause. We're going to, quote, swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those who go down to the pit and stirring them up to have animosity and anger toward you. See, listen, as the low-life rabble gather in force and start talking about killing off the white rich guy. Yeah, they actually talk about this sort of thing. Let us lay wait for blood. Yeah, let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause. They lurk secretly waiting for the time to seize upon the wealth of others. The Neo-Dem says, quote, we shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil, end quote. Yeah, that's verse 13 of chapter 1 in Proverbs. And then they say, well, they explain, here's how we're going to do it. Quote, cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. You get that? Vote with us so we can get all the wealth gathered into one purse. Are you listening? Only people who are made stupid by their own selfishness can be seduced by this trick. Because an honest man is going to say, you know, right away, wait a minute here. I don't want to take anything away from my neighbors. Why would I want to do that? I don't want to prey upon those around me who happen to have more than I have. What's that about? You know, I prefer studying how they did it and follow their example. I don't want to look upon the precious substance of those around me and driven by envy, plot to take it away with my voting. That's disgusting to me and disgusting to any man that has any honesty. And you see, honest people like that, they don't have their mind all fogged in by their own selfishness and their envy and lust. So they're able to see clearly and they're able to hear clearly what's going down. And when the Neo-Dem says, well, let us all have one purse, they immediately say, whoa, one purse? And who, pray tell, is going to hold that purse? Who's going to be in control of that purse and decide what's distributed from it and to whom? Oh, you are? The one who is saying, cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. You know, the ones who are plotting to spoil the houses of the innocent without cause. They want you to give your vote to them, to vote with them so they can get all the wealth gathered into one purse, the community purse, the commune purse, the communist purse that they control. Morons, wake up! Listen to the advice of Solomon. Quote, my son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood, end quote. And that's what's going down today, my friends. I'll get this. I mean, this is amazing how perfectly the Bible speaks to our culture and the core need in our culture today. Get the rest of this. It says, quote, surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives, end quote. Did you hear that? Isn't that right? Isn't that right on? These selfish, lazy, greedy, envious people with a conscience so corrupted, they would cast their lot with thieves, which means they would give their vote to liars and cheats who promise to give them the substance of those who have more than they do. But the truth is, these people are actually being played. They are being tricked. These people are after their lives also. They're after their substance also. Let's get it all into one purse, eh? It's their own blood and their own lives that are walking right into this trap, right into this snare. Now get this. Not even a pea-brained bird is dumb enough to step into a snare that is laid down right in front of their eyes. But these brute beasts, driven by their envy and selfishness and greed, are easily led to believe a lie that promises them gain at the cost of others. And so they're stepping right into the snare, and it's going to cost them their own liberty. Wow, this is so perfect. Quote, so are the ways, and this is the next verse, listen to this. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. You catch this? Is this perfect or what? See, others own personal property accumulated by honest labor and wise use of resources. Others own gain that they've earned, mostly because they studied smarter and worked harder and got their gain honestly and innocently. But the Neo-Dem says to those who are greedy of gain, who envy those who have what they don't have, come, give us your vote, and we'll spoil the innocent, and we'll fill our houses with their substance. And that's how they operate. And that's how Obamacare got into place, by the way. And I'm telling you, it's a scam. It's a snare. We told them over and over that it was a scam and a trap, that it would be impossible to pay for it without dramatic increases in taxes on everyone, that it would push prices for healthcare up even further, that it would seriously and even dangerously degrade the quality of healthcare in this country, and all this is going to happen. And it's a trap. On top of all that, it's a trap, a snare the government will use to take greater control of your life. Because if you expect government to pay for your health care, then friend, they have a vested interest in your health, don't they? And they start controlling how you eat, how you behave, how much exercise you get. Virtually every aspect of your life will come under their control. You become a zoo animal in their zoo, a pet that they take care of. And they won't, none of the rules will apply to them because they're the elite, this special class, you see. But you're going to have to be taken care of, you brute beast. They decide what health care you get. They decide when you get it and whether or not you get it. Get it? Why did Obama lie about Benghazi? I'll be right back.
Are you enjoying your brain massage today? Are your passions stirred? Your mental juices flowing? Call 888-770-8000 and leave your message for Pastor Scheidbach. What will it be today? Lights on or lights off? Call 888-770-8000. The pastor will be right back to continue your brain massage after this.
The Lamb, the Lamb.
It's the first church that I've ever felt loved and welcome. Come join us on Easter Sunday.
I love Lighthouse Baptist Church because the Word of God is preached and taught faithfully, without adding anything to it or omitting anything from it, and that's important to me.
Truth is preached here, and I'd like everybody to come and join us in the work that God has called us to do.
Yes, sir, I love this church because it's a place where you can come and grow and, you know, and be taught the Word of God and be fed, and it's a place, you know, where you're going to be loved.
Well, I just can't believe that everybody in Santa Maria doesn't come to Lighthouse Baptist Church. Everybody in Santa Maria, but everybody in the state. It's an amazing place with a bunch of amazing people.
Have you ever complained against the White House and the House of Congress for despising our laws, showing contempt for our Constitution, and turning their back on our founding values and beliefs? Does it seem the Lord has forsaken the people's houses? And by the way, how's your house doing? Perhaps there is another house you should think about, the house of God, the church, which according to Jesus is the pillar and ground of the truth. He told us not to forsake the house of God. Have you? How long has it been since your family gathered with God's people in his house? God can fix the White House and the House of Congress and your house too. But remember, he begins with his own house. Every great revival has begun with a return to the house of God. God will return to our houses when we return to his. Lighthouse Baptist Church invites you to join us in the house of God this Sunday. Call 805-347-9887 or go to santamarialighthouse.org for more information. Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, Brain Masseur, and Paul Revere's Lantern Lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberty. Why did Obama lie about Benghazi? Friday, I was listening to El Rushbo and caught a conversation he had with a lady who mentioned she grew up in the Ozzy and Harriet type of household, you know, where dad went to work every day and mom stayed home and nurtured the kiddies. You know, the whole mom and dad and so on. Rare thing today, right? You know, actually, it's not so rare as you are led to believe. Ours is such a home. I know thousands of families that are organized in exactly that way. And I can tell you from personal observation and from knowledge, that is the way to go, man. Anyway, this lady was talking about that being the model everyone accepted back then, and Rush asked the million-dollar question. She missed it, and unfortunately the conversation went off in another direction, so it never really got addressed. But Rush did ask the right question, the really important question. He asked her, who made that the model? He asked her, who decided that was the correct model for the family? Where did that come from? Or in other words, why did Americans universally accept the idea that dad was the breadwinner who went to work to provide for the family and mom was the nurturer who stayed home and took care of the nest? My friends, that really is the question. And the answer is nature and nature's God. The same source for our inalienable rights is the right source for understanding the right way to organize your family. That is the answer. The country had been rooted in the Christian religion. That, my friend, is undeniable. It was not rooted in the Muslim religion, or any other for that matter. If it had been in the Muslim religion, this nation would have developed very differently from the way it did. We would no doubt have our ladies walking around in burqas and men slapping them around and not letting them read. The only reason some Muslim countries are moving away from that is pressure from the Western Christianized nations and the influence that it has had around the world. Oh, yeah. Anyway, the point is our family values came from the same source that our founders quoted so often in our founding documents. Nature itself tells us that a woman makes a better nurturer and provides important socializing influences upon society, which is established in their nurturing of their children, and that men are better suited to provide protection and provision, that kind of thing, guidance and leadership for the family. And nature's God describes these roles expressly in His Word, the Bible. It's the way the Creator set it up. The answer to Russia's important question is that when this nation was closer to the Bible and acknowledged the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ as the God of this nation and understood that they are His creation, you know, from whom we derive our inalienable rights, well, at that time in this culture, it was natural for society to take the shape that it did, for families to organize themselves in the way that the Bible establishes. But when Americans began pulling away from the house of God, the true churches, and turned its back on God, kicked the Bible and prayer out of their schools, began to attack the Christian faith in every way they could, and continued on that track, now the track of removing this nation out from under God, since 1963, at least, as we have moved away from God, the institution of the family has begun to crumble. And right on the heels of that has been the superficial churches and the government itself. Actually, I've done some study on this. I think I can show that virtually every one of the evils the enemy has used to corrupt the character of this nation took root first in the apostate churches. You know, churches, that the ones that threw the Bible out a long time ago, spending more time correcting it, implicitly saying that you pick and choose what parts you want to believe and what parts you can ignore, and began compromising biblical authority in order to accommodate science, falsely so-called. And, instead of repenting and turning to God for the spiritual power to overcome the seduction of our youth from our churches by the world's allurements, as used to be the case when this would happen in our culture, back in the colonial period and on, they began instead to use their own flesh-serving, seductive methods to attract the kids back to church. Oops. All that did was drive them away faster. And furthermore, it made these churches a joke to God, that's for sure, and virtually irrelevant to the community, at least so far as having anything to say to their conscience in any or any influence shaping it. My friend, we need a return to the house of God, but first we need the house of God to be rededicated. And this has to begin by reestablishing the Word of God in its rightful place in the church. Jesus said the church is the pillar and ground of the truth. But the church itself has thrown the truth into the gutter. There needs to be a rededication of the house of God as the pillar and ground of truth in a community. And a call to turn away, by the way, also, in addition to this, a call for these churches to turn away from worldly methods and to begin actually seeking God's face and obeying God's methods if we want God's grace to manifest in great power? Rush asked the right question. The answer to that question also answers another one. What is Amiano doing? Now, for my listeners outside of California, Amiano is a California state assemblyman, and he's the one who has established himself as the champion for queering California schools. He introduced AB 1266, which modifies the education code to allow children to choose their gender. Yeah, what's the point of this nonsense? I mean, you know, listen, why not let them choose their own race? Think about it. You know, I know, hey, let them choose their own height. That would be cool. Then when the little ones are out or at the fair, you know, or the carnival, or whatever, and they have that height requirement that disallows them from riding the ride they want to ride, they can just say, but hey, I'm 5 foot. I am in my mind. See? How dare they deny a child's personal belief about how tall he is? Well, they're going to damage him. They're going to make that child feel inferior to others based on his height. Every time he sees that sign, he has to walk away feeling less than everybody else and feeling rejected and, not fair that they should be prohibited from riding only because you say they're too short. Well, I say I'm tall enough. Don't give me that nonsense about objective measurements. I mean, objectivity obviously has nothing to do with gender distinction. Why should it have anything to do with height or weight? There you go. You want to fix the too many fat people problem? Well, let the kids decide how heavy they are. All right? Letting kids decide their own height, their own weight, or race is exactly as ridiculous as having them decide their own gender. It's nonsense, and this nonsense has got to stop. But what is the point of all this? You know what? I guess this means that if a boy wants to be a cheerleader, he can? No. That's actually already available to boys. In fact, cheerleading began as an all-male sport. Now, let's see. It means that girls can go out for football? Actually, there are some schools that are allowing that, and I'm not even sure that's a prohibition anymore, in the high school level anyway. But maybe it's because it's not yet allowed in the NFL, and they're trying to, you know, establish this for future, for making a law in the future that will require the NFL to allow girls to play at that level of sports. And I mean, but tell me, what girl is so blonde that she would want to go up against Willis at Candlestick? Is that sufficiently stereotypical for you? Anyway, the point is, it's not about fairness or justice or equity. It is about advancing the perverse idea that gender distinction is decided by us and not by nature, nature's God. And under that, you can discern, it's about destroying the moral foundation of our culture and replacing it with, well, with what exactly? With nature? No, the moral foundation is not nature. They want to advance behaviors that are clearly contrary to nature's design. To science? Well, no. Science is clear on the system of reproduction, my friends. And it's clear on when life begins, at conception. That's what science says, but abortion is a moral choice built on the notion that the baby in the womb is not a human life, which belies science. So science is not going to be the basis of morality in this culture. What then? Well, I'll tell you what it is. It is whatever. Whatever gets this nation out from under God. That's what's driving all of this. And the point there is to bring this nation out from under God so it can be enslaved. It's the only thing protecting us from slavery right now. That's the spirit behind the bizarre phenomenon of media all agog about Islam while showing despite and hatred for Christianity. Islam has vowed to eliminate Christianity. So, you know, it's the old enemy of my enemy is my friend thing. These guys have to know homosexual behavior is dangerous, life-shortening, miserable, contrary to nature. In fact, nature itself abhors the behavior, as is evidenced by all the diseases that follow it. But it's great for destroying the present moral foundation of our culture, and it really bugs those Christians, you see. Which is really weird, because Christians are the ones that established the values of this country that created a climate in which Islam could function within our society unmolested. And that, by the way, gives homosexuals equal freedoms with the rest of us in society and does not advocate for rounding them up and executing them, as is done in some other places. You see, quote, they know not that they lay wait for their own blood. They look privily for their own lives. They're destroying themselves. So where do we go from here? Boys can join cheerleading teams, but now they'll be allowed also to wear the little dresses and the little hot pants thing, you know, but. What are they going to do about the splits? Huh? Think about it. Nature just put some limitations on you there, bud. Bible thump alert, Bible thump alert. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Genesis 1:27. Friends, we need to return to the house of God. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you call and let me know you see that they are on. Call 1-888-770-8000. That's 1-888-770-8000. And leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. And you say lights on if you agree, lights off if you disagree. That's just something got established a long time ago. I used to do the show live years ago, and once I made a comment and got excited and said, hey, I should get the lights on out there. And some folks started calling into the station saying, you know, I've got my lights, I'm turning my lights on during the day in the car and all that kind of stuff. So it just became a thing that we say, lights on if you agree with me, lights off if you disagree. Or you can write me by going to our website, thebrainmassageshow.com. That's thebrainmassageshow.com. Click on the Contact Us button. Follow the prompts. Write me a letter. The box looks kind of small, but you can expand as you write. You can write me as long a letter as you like. Look forward to hearing from you. Call 1-888-770-8000 or go to thebrainmassageshow.com. Click on the Contact Us button and write me a letter. I want to hear from all of my listeners, all 39,000 podcasters and whatever numbers of thousands listen to me in the radio station. I want all of you calling in. Of course, that would jam up our phones pretty good, but do give me a call at 1-888-770-8000. That's 1-888-770-8000. You don't need the one if you're using a cell phone, lights on or lights off. I want to hear from you today. But before I sign off, I want to give a personal invitation to all in my radio audience living in the Santa Maria, Orchid, Napomo, Five Cities area, all of, and even as far as Lompoc, Solvang, all you guys. Come visit us for church on Easter Sunday morning. I'd like to meet you if I haven't already had that pleasure, or see you again if I have. So call me at 1-888-770-8000, lights on or lights off. I want to hear from you. God bless you. God save America. And I'll see you in church.
Ask 100 churchgoers what connects them to their church and you'll get many different answers. Most, however, would not mention truth as their number one concern. Why? For many, church is about opportunities for socializing or family tradition, and the issue of truth is taken for granted. There's something wrong when a nation boasts 78% of the population is born again, with many of the largest churches in history, and yet we are in a moral freefall, and Christianity is increasingly held in contempt. Think about it.
The name, the name.
I love this church because it's a place where you can come and grow and, you know, and be taught the Word of God and be fed. It's a place, you know, where you're going to be loved.
Well, I just can't believe that everybody in Santa Maria doesn't come to Lighthouse Baptist Church. It's an amazing place with a bunch of amazing people. You need to come on Easter.
Compromise of personal preferences or self-interests to serve some higher good is honorable. But some think compromise is the answer to all disagreements. A dispute between two women over who was the mother to a baby was brought to Solomon. He ordered a compromise: have the baby divided and give each mother half. Obviously, some things allow for no acceptable compromise. In those cases, compromise only works to the advantage of evil. For example, instead of obeying the Lord and coming out of an apostate church, you compromise the truth. Why should our children respect our beliefs if we don't? Something to think about. Call 347-9887 or go to santamarialighthouse.org for more information. For a complete brain massage experience, tune in Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. and go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com. The Brain Masseur is waiting to massage your brain.